This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, a time to reflect on changes to make in the coming year. For some Jews, that could mean political change and who to vote for in 5 weeks' time. Day to Day's Alex Cohen has more.
Since 1977, the nonpartisan American Jewish Committee has conducted surveys looking at how Jews vote. David Singer is the man behind those surveys.
Typically, in presidential election, it's the Democrat that does exceptionally well with Jewish voters.
In the last election, Singer says, Senator John Kerry had 75% of the Jewish vote. Before that, Al Gore captured nearly 80%. But this year, Singer says, things are different.
We have 57% for Obama and 30% for John McCain. And what I think is really the most interesting number is we have a 13% who are undecided about their vote.
Singer says his poll can't explain why exactly Senator Obama isn't faring as well as other Democratic candidates have in the past, but Ira Forman, executive director of the National Jewish Democratic Council, has some ideas.
John McCain's general image up to now has been more moderate than George Bush 1, certainly George Bush 2, Dole. I think that is helping him.
Forman also thinks Senator Obama's campaign has been hurt by attack ads coming from a wide variety of sources.
All the way from the real, what I would call the wacky right that, you know, talks about him being a Muslim and he's a Manchurian candidate, to even the former Republican Jewish operations putting 2 weeks ago trying to tie Obama to Buchanan.
I don't think that's exactly accurate. We didn't compare Senator Obama to Pat Buchanan.
Matt Brooks is the executive director of the Republican Jewish Coalition. The coalition recently ran ads in Jewish newspapers that stated Senator Obama's views on Israel have been endorsed by conservative pundit Pat Buchanan. Brooks says the ads are based on an interview Buchanan did on MSNBC.
On the issue of Palestinian suffering, he said that he is much more in line with the views of Senator Obama. And on the issue of sitting down and negotiating with Iran, which Senator Obama has said repeatedly he is in favor of, Pat Buchanan said he strongly supports that position as well.
While the Republican Jewish Coalition lauds John McCain for his voting record on Israel, last week they launched another ad campaign criticizing his opponent. The new one states, quote, Obama has surrounded himself with individuals whose anti-Israel views are so dangerous, naive, and reckless that it raises serious questions about his judgments. It's these sorts of ads that have other groups launching campaigns of their own.
If Barack Obama doesn't become the next president of the United States, I'm going to blame the Jews. I am.
Comedian Sarah Silverman recently produced this online video. It's part of a campaign called The Great Schlep, which encourages young Jews to trek to Florida to try and convince their grandparents to vote for Senator Obama. Silverman recommends pointing out the similarities between elderly Jewish people and young black ones.
They both say yo all the time, or Jews go right to left, oi.
The Great Schlep Project is organized by a group called Jews Vote. They've also put together pre-written emails to send to family and friends with some much more serious reasons why Jewish voters might prefer Senator Obama to Senator McCain. Mick Moore is one of the group's executive directors.
Barack Obama has the right policy ideas. His emphasis on the need for energy independence and moving away from fossil fuels, and somebody who would bring an approach to the Middle East that would actually enhance Israel's security.
Keep in mind, even with all this effort and energy devoted to courting the Jewish vote, it's a pretty small demographic.
It's about 2% of the adult population.
John Green is a senior fellow with the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. And he says, though there are only a few million Jews in America of voting age, they do vote, often more so than other religious groups.
So when you look at the actual electorate on election day, Jews oftentimes are larger than 2%.
And Green says keep in mind where they vote. Though most Jews live in non-battleground states like New York and California, there are now plenty of Jewish voters residing in places currently up for grabs, like Florida, Ohio, Michigan, and Nevada. Alex Cohen, NPR News.